All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Thrive Daily. We're literally just started. I'm already laughing. Oh my gosh. Oh, it's been a while. I've really needed to up my equipment game.
Yeah.
And so, actually, Anthony, I just came out with a... Oh, by the way, hey, Anthony. So, Anthony's on the vlog again.
Hello.
Round number two. So, I was going to have my mom start doing these with me, but she decided she was just too busy for...
She has better things to do.
Yeah, she has better things to do to be on Japen's Climbing Daily number one podcast on iTunes podcast. So, Anthony's back. He's my last resort, and we're going to just... we're going to roll with it. Anthony, I am in the process of making a vlog right now for YouTube, kind of like showing, I guess, the some of the upgrades we're making for the podcast.
Right.
And I don't know why I'm laughing, but one thing I wanted to mention was, like, for you guys watching, whenever you're starting something, like, it's not always... You're not always going to have, like, the best stuff, the best gear, the best equipment. Like, right? Like, yeah, I mean, when you started, well, I guess you started out with a snowball, but, like...
It's not the best mic, though.
It's not the best mic. It's kind of still, like, we're using it actually right now because the one, the mic I have is not ready to be used, basically.
But, yeah, I don't have, like, echo-proof equipment and stuff like that.
Right. Like, right now, guys, y'all can hear echo.
Like, yeah, it's, so you just do with it.
Yeah, we're dealing with it, and honestly, for the five of you listening, I think y'all can handle it.
Hey, I got 51 listens on my first
podcast. Bull, really?
Dude,
how?
I don't know. And 13, my second one, it's only been out 2 days.
Whoa, now where did all the listens come from?
Most of them Apple Podcasts, really? Which I figured.
Mine is not on iTunes.
It is. I searched it. It's on
I
there.
Can't find it.
I found yours.
Okay, well,
I listened to it on Apple Podcasts.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, appreciate it. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So, you ready?
Yeah.
Are you a hunter or a gatherer?
That's a good question.
It is a good question. Totally came up with it on my own.
You did. It's good. On the spot.
Yeah.
What's that called? On the spot.
On the spot?
What's the comedy word? What's that word called?
On the dot.
No. It's you can take classes for it. Improv.
Oh, improv. That's right. I'm actually really bad at
it. On the
dot. On the spot. Improv. On the dot. Improv. I was thinking
that's
like,
what I was
like. Oh, no. That's a time thing. Like, I'll be there like 8 o'clock on the dot.
Yeah.
It's en punto in Spanish. In case you
didn't. On the
well,
dot.
You're Asian, so you don't really speak Spanish.
Well, I took Spanish 1 and 2. My freshman year at Pasco.
¿Hablas español?
No.
Just no. Okay, so no, you're avoiding the question.
Ah,
hunter or gatherer?
Gatherer. I'm not one to go out and.
I see that.
I don't know.
Like you're like, I guess just like you're more of a peaceful, like, mellow, like I'm gonna go and gather.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, actually, I would say I'm the opposite because that's why we make such a good team.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
you gotta have both.
I'm more of a, I like to, see the thing with being a hunter is also like you, they're more likely to screw up, like, you know, get hurt, like out in the wilderness doing things.
Yeah, taking risks.
But risks. I guess the adrenaline makes up for it. So I don't really know where we're going with this podcast today.
That's okay.
We're just talking. Mm-hmm. But one thing I have been working on really, really hard is trying to figure out what direction I want to take everything that I'm doing. Like, I know my passion, right? I did it at the beginning of the year. I did a Daniel fast. You know what a Daniel fast is?
I do.
Have you done it before?
No.
Well, basically, it sucks.
Yeah.
I lost, like, a lot of weight.
I was a vegetarian for a year.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that?
Hard.
Did you do it, like, because you wanted to, or was there a reason?
I did it because, dude, like...
Were you fat?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Was not. Dude, it's just the animal abuse. How we get our meat is so wrong, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like, I haven't really looked into it. What's the...
they have just animals. I mean, like, I know it's, like, weird to say we're treating these animals like animals. You know how you...
Right.
We treat humans like animals, but we're treating these animals like...
Like they're animals. But like, I know what you mean.
Yeah, but right. They're more than that, you know? They're not just our source of food.
Just flesh.
Right.
They have...
That we can torture. Like, they're living things. And, like, I looked into it. It's, like, cruel, man.
Is it?
Yeah, like, they force these, like... The chickens, I know you see the chicken trucks.
Right, I've seen that.
Forced into these cages.
And honestly, though, like, they don't even have nutrition. Like, the nutrition, no. Like, in an egg. I've taken eggs from the store. We used to raise chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually processed them ourselves. Like, we got a batch of, like, 50 chickens. We bred them and, like, got them real big and mm-hmm. fat, basically, until they couldn't walk.
Yeah.
They weren't on, like, any hormones or steroids or anything, but they just... We just let them get as big until literally their chicken breasts were like literally pulling them, like you would watch them and they just like walk and like flop over on their face because their front was so heavy,
meaty. But they were free roam chickens.
They ate grass, bugs, all that stuff.
And I believe that's okay.
That is okay. And I mean, it's not they're not like genetically modified. They just got big and that we just waited, and so they were made for. Like eating the process, but the way we did it was, you know, like we raised them like that their whole life, and we took we also had like chickens for eggs, and I took the eggs from a store bought chicken, and then the eggs from our chicken.
I tasted the difference,
and I looked at the difference, and I looked up like all the different things in them. There's
big difference,
big difference,
and they're white.
Right. Eggs are not supposed to be white.
No, they're like brown.
And then when people... Yeah, we've had green eggs, brown eggs. I had a purple egg.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something was probably wrong with that one. But I ate it. One time my dad actually cracked an egg from one of our chickens. He had it on the frying pan. And he cracked it and it was a little chick that was like...
Are you kidding?
Halfway to
like an embryo?
Yeah, but it was like... You
brand new.
It was... No, but it was like... You knew it was a chick. Like...
Oh, that's
it was,
sad.
Yeah, it was like growing.
And he just finished scrambling it.
I'm pretty sure protein. He put it in there, and like it started frying, and like then he kind of looked and realized it's like,
oh, that's sad.
It is sad.
See, but I'm not against eating animals, but I kind of did it to take a stand for a little while.
Okay, more just of a rebellious thing. That's not your normal nature.
It's not. But I'm an animal person.
Okay.
And then
you like animals.
Once I saw what they did to them, I was like, nah.
So. Well, but okay, what made you come off of being a vegetarian? What was the reason why you stopped?
Meat. I love meat. I love it, dude.
But okay, chicken, fish, steak, or
chicken.
Chicken. Same.
I've actually been wanting to, I think I'm going to stop eating red meat.
Red meat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's hard on the body. I've been trying to adapt a healthier lifestyle.
The only reason that I care for red meat is it's protein. Got well that I like chicken better for protein,
mm-hmm.
but it's got the it's got creatine in it.
Yeah,
a little bit of creatine.
Yeah.
And I've heard like fitness. I've listened to some fitness podcasts, and they've said like you need to have some red meat in your diet. But I've never been like a one to crave red meat. So.
Yeah. I like burgers. That's my favorite food.
Yeah, I like chicken as a meat, but sandwich-wise,
go burger all day.
But I think I'm going to cut it out. Okay. When are you going to start that?
I don't know.
Well, good luck, because I need a burger at least once a week.
Probably. I thought about being a vegetarian again, too. They say I believe, Old Testament, everyone was vegetarians. Adam and Eve were vegetarians.
That's true. Right.
They didn't eat meat. God made the animals to... coexist with us, not as a source of food.
Even after the fall in the garden, they didn't eat meat, right?
Not yet.
Because it wasn't until Noah. Well, was it up until Noah in the ark?
Yeah, he told Noah to start eating food.
After,
go ahead and eat those chickens.
Nah. Hey man, listen,
it was after, I believe
they got off the ark, and then
he let it. Because I was like, Old Testament, you can't eat. I think. Part, like, beginning. You couldn't eat.
Right.
Meat. But I believe once, you know, the fall of man.
Mm-hmm. It was the first kill, the lamb.
which was a foreshadowing. Oh my gosh! If you could look really look into that, that gives me chills. So yeah, like I never knew this is when Adam and Eve sinned, there had to be a sacrifice.
Yeah.
Well, he sacrificed a lamb. He clothed them, Adam and Eve, in lambskin.
Yeah.
Covering, quote unquote, them.
Yeah, yeah.
From their shame. And that was like a complete. It's like a story. Like I mean, it is a story, like a storybook. It was a foreshadowing of when Jesus was going to come as the lamb and die for our everyone's sins and cover us with his blood. I was like,
isn't that crazy?
Man, I listened to a sermon and I was just like, oh my gosh.
So, but yeah, they and then Jesus said, now you can eat the animals that I've created. I think on the new earth though, we'll all be vegetarians. It says somewhere in the Bible that we will eat from the tree of life that will provide.
Is it metaphorical or like an actual tree, you think?
I don't know. It's however you want to take it, but I see it as, I don't know. It says we and it will provide the fruit that we need, which I believe it is metaphorical, which we won't need to eat in heaven.
Right.
Or the new earth, I believe.
But if it were real, it would be not meat.
But I don't think we're going to eat meat on the new earth.
Right. Because that's the truth, because we have heaven. I mean, again, we can't comprehend it because we're not there. And,
right.
But as far as you and I are concerned, I guess it's, yeah, we'll be in heaven, but then there'll be a new heaven, new earth.
New earth.
But we'll be on earth.
It'll be heaven on earth.
Right.
Yeah. So literally. It'll be earth now, but perfect.
Mm.
So, but I don't know. Because God, that was, the original intentions of animals weren't to eat.
Right. They were, well, we were supposed to have dominion over them.
Correct. We were, they were ours. Just right. Like the just, land was Adam's. Like
pets.
Right.
Like we have a pet.
He
giraffe.
Walked with the lions and stuff.
Dude, oh my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
How dope would it be to just like
he walked with animals and they didn't fear him and he didn't fear them. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And you know, you see how like the connection we have with like our domestic pets, like dogs, cats, sometimes like
lizards. That was literally every animal.
But like yeah, you can have a domestic relationship with your pet. It's like a giraffe or lion or a cheetah.
Isn't that crazy? I think that's what it will be on the new earth. And I hope so.
I believe they had dinosaurs when Adam and Eve were. I'm serious. You don't believe, what do you believe?
I don't know, man. Dinosaurs are a mystery to me.
Really? You don't really?
I don't know. God never spoke of them.
Maybe not in dinosaurs. That word. Had some. We created
that word.
Right. And I think that we don't know what dinosaurs look like. We've made that up in our head.
They could have.
But what. Not dinosaurs, but we had like beasts.
Big beasts.
Like dragon looking.
And I wonder, like, isn't, like, I don't know. Like, is that, God doesn't speak of it.
The dinosaurs you see in Jurassic Park are not.
Unrealistic.
We didn't have those. We didn't have T-Rexes like that. I don't believe.
No.
But I do believe that there were big, like, and monstrous beast I wonder, like dragon looking like
that's a question for God. I have no idea.
I can't wait to ask him.
How do we
because he never speaks of it.
No, he doesn't. I mean, there's a lot of animals you don't speak about.
No, but dinosaurs are a big thing. I know he does say like something about like maybe dragon type of thing.
Yeah.
But not like tiny armed giant head T-Rex.
I don't know. Like, man.
Tyrannosaurus.
I don't know how I feel about dinosaurs, man.
Dude, that's taking me back to like kids' days whenever I like watch dinosaur shows.
I believe dinosaurs are controversial, man. They like
exist,
they didn't exist.
Dude, you could start up with, like I could post, you know what? Ooh. When we're done with this podcast, I wanna get my phone and make a poll.
Did
dinosaurs exist?
Well, people are going to be like, there was proof, there was bones.
Well,
but we created the dinosaurs' image,
right. We don't have their skin.
Yeah. So we don't, maybe dinosaurs never existed. But they aren't dinosaurs.
Now, anybody that wants to fight me, I think you'll agree on this too. Dinosaurs did not exist 2 million years ago.
Mm-mm.
Or a million years ago.
No.
Or 10, I don't even think 10,000 years
before
ago.
Before Christ or whatever that crap is.
The earth is barely, what, even 10,000 years old?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so that's just a bunch of... But, man, how do we even get on... We're talking about the Daniel Fast.
Wow.
And then I started talking about it.
Dang. Well, back to the Daniel fast.
Yeah.
I decided to do it, and this is my goal. I had one goal, and it was I want to discover my passion / calling. Mm-hmm. Okay. Kind of. I didn't say specifics, but that's pretty like specific. I want to know my passion and I want to know my calling.
Yeah.
Well, in January 1st. Well, I started to say it because I kind of wanted to splurge for New Year's, but January 2nd to like the 20. No, to the. I think it was a month or like 21 days or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know math, but you know, you cut out obviously like your meats and your dairy and all that.
Basically, yeah,
you could have some, I think some type of like grains, but it was pretty much like
vegetables.
Right. It was vegetable. It was, it was actually more than vegan. I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Vegans could have, there are some other, what else can you have when you're
just anything that's not from an animal.
Right. Okay. So you had, yeah, like I couldn't even eat eggs. Could you eat eggs if you're vegan?
No.
What about like...
Vegans eat vegetables, fruit.
I couldn't even
grain.
I couldn't even eat fruit.
Yeah, I know.
Sucked. So...
Mm-hmm. Fruit is good.
Went 21 days and I couldn't drink anything but basically water.
Mm-hmm.
And I prayed and I was like, I want to know my passion. I want to know my calling. Well, day after day went by and I was like, okay. Then... It ended, and I was like, all right, well, it's coming. Mm-hmm. And month went by after month, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, come on. And then people would be like, well, listen, you know, so-and-so prayed in the Bible for so-and-so days and nights, and da-da-da.
Yeah.
Like, but. And just last week, I was laying in bed, and, you know, God works in mysterious ways. Like,
yeah, he
you
does.
Don't ever... He would never just, I mean, he sometimes will just reveal something to you, like, right when you ask it, but a lot of times it's so subtle and, like, unexpected.
Oh, yeah.
Usually, that's how God works in me, is just, like, I don't expect it. And I was laying in bed, on, like, my brother's bed with my mom and a couple of my siblings, and we're just talking. It was 1 o'clock in the morning, by the way. Just, and something came up about Kenan not knowing his passion.
Mm-hmm.
And I started talking and just, like, sharing my heart or something. And I was like, my passion is, like influence.
Mm-hmm.
And being on video. And, like, I started naming, like, these, like, all these things that kind of fell under the category of, I guess you could say, like, online influencer, social media, mm-hmm. like, brand, like, just influence.
Yeah.
Online influence, social media influence. And... I said everything, and it got quiet for a second, and I was just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, wait, this is what I fasted for. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do, necessarily like my calling.
Yeah.
Or I know my calling. It's to influence, like, positivity and just, like, motivate and just exemplify Christ through everything that I do online.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what anybody says. I live online.
Mm-hmm.
You know me. I'm just a real person. But I live online, and I love it. And I just had the most in my face, like, boom, this is what you fasted for, son. Wait on my time, type of thing.
Surprise.
And ever since then, I've just been full blast. Like,
yeah, that's good.
Every day. Working, grinding 24/7, 365 no sleep. So it's a good day to be alive.
It is.
On a less serious note, if you were a new addition to a Crayon Box, what color would you be and why?
What color would I be?
Yeah.
Brown. Brown? We already have a brown, a new addition.
Dude, you stumped me on my own question.
I did.
Dang, that I came up with by myself.
I would be like a...
on the dot.
I would be like a tri-colored crayon. It would color 3 different colors at once.
What would it represent?
Me. It would be black, white, and yellow. And I would call it the panda crayon.
Wait, what's the yellow for?
Asian.
Asian. Yes.
And he could color all three colors at once.
Just like pride your inner Asian just over everything.
Exactly.
That's freaking awesome.
See? There we go.
Well, if I were to be a new color crayon, I can't really up that. That was really good. But
thank you. I know, it's hard.
I can't up that. I'm just going to leave it at that because that was actually really good. I'm not even going to compete with it.
Oh, man, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, what would I want to be if I was a crayon?
I know.
I don't know. I can't think of one.
I know. But
yeah, I'm gonna have to pass on that.
It's okay.
Man, one thing I'm gonna try to start doing though is, okay, what's your opinion on, like, okay, content wise, are you one that prefers, now, I can elaborate on this if you need me to, but are you one that prefers micro content more frequently, or macro content more sparingly? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right.
I like micro content
more frequently. Why?
It's just who I am. I have a short attention span.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's weird. That isn't... You do fiddle a lot, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm, like, super chill, but I'm, like... I don't know. I'm not... I don't know. I like to do things or... one thing to the next.
Right.
In a relaxed environment.
Right. Well, the reason I ask you that is, now that I know my passion, one thing I've been thinking about is I've literally kind of created, it's from Gary Vee. Gary Vee is Gary Vaynerchuk, I don't know if you know who that is, but he's like a business guru, social media tycoon. Not Tycon.
Tycon.
I don't know. But one thing he talks about is like your content pyramid.
Right.
So I'm trying to structure it in a way to where I want YouTube to be, if you look at a pyramid and you think of like a normal like pyramid, at the top, I don't know what a non-normal pyramid looks like, but just to clarify.
I got it.
The top of the pyramid, you've got like your macro content.
All right.
Which for me is going to be YouTube.
Yeah.
So YouTube is going to be like the house of where I put most of my quote unquote macro effort to get big ideas across, big things, yada yada yada. And say I record a video and I got all this stuff in there. I post it. Then I can take that video and pull little snippets, different things from the video. Maybe it's an idea. It might not be like literal video or audio, but a concept that I came up with and spoke into existence on that video.
Okay.
And like start digging out and pulling out micro pieces of content that can be used and restructured, repackaged, quote unquote, and distributed on different platforms.
Yeah.
Say I'm on YouTube and I'm talking about like a how-to. Well, something on that how-to might resonate with me. I'm like, man, I want to talk about that on the podcast. And then I take that idea and I throw it into like a podcast we do. Or I get on this rant about like being confident as like a vlogger. Well, I could take that and make a 1-minute video and put it on my Instagram stories or on my Instagram timeline and like do a little just like value pack thing on there. So that's like what I'm trying to do. But in my mind, I'm leaning towards micro more frequently versus macro sparingly because, yes, people's attention span,
it's just the 2018, man. It's the generation.
I literally, for the last 2 years, every Snapchat story, every Instagram story, every video that I've ever uploaded, I've watched, not like from the past, but as they've happened every day, I've watched over all my videos, every 15 second snippet, probably 5, 6, 7 times a day for the last 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
The reason is I'm constantly trying to look at how can I keep people's attention longer.
Right, yeah, yeah. Because I did that with my podcast. Right. The first one, I listened to it about 12 times.
Really? Oh, right. Wow. That's a solid.
Dude, just to like, okay, let me listen to it one time just to listen. Did I enjoy it? Okay, and then go back and like, okay, well, here and here, you know, I was too quiet for too long. Mm. You know, I rambled for something, kind of lost my own interest. Yeah.
You are your biggest critic, but
right.
People say there's two different mentalities. There's the post it, throw it, make it, post it, leave it.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, just don't look back, go on to the next thing.
Yeah.
I do that in a sense as to where, like, as soon as I post something, I'm on to the next thing.
Mm.
Like, I put all this time on this YouTube video, and I'm like, yeah, this is just, like, the best thing ever. But a day of hype, and then boom, all right, what's next?
Yeah.
And I'm done.
It's gone.
But I'm still learning from, like, I'm improving on, like, yeah. that. And to me, it's really helped develop my quote-unquote skills so far as, like, being on video. Because a lot of people will say, like, hey, yeah, you seem like you're pretty good on video and stuff. You know, how do you do it? Well, I'm like, well, number one, read aloud. I don't give a crap what people think.
Mm-hmm.
Pow! That's a staple. And then right behind that is watch yourself.
Right.
That's the best thing you can do. Watch yourself, critique yourself. You know, don't be hard on yourself.
Yeah. But see what you can improve on.
Right.
There's always room for improvement. So.
And like with your podcasts, again, what did you say? What were your projections for your listeners for 1 year and 3 years? 1 year is...
It was like 1,000.
And then
3 years was 8 million.
Okay. I said something about that on my YouTube video. I was like, yeah, Anthony's going for three mil by year three. Or 8 mil by year three. So, gosh. If you pull that off, I'll give you $5.
$5.
Yeah, I'll give you $5. Yes. We can frame it in your studio that you buy for $100,000 a month income from your podcast.
First $5.
What? Did I already ask you this? But what made you want to start a podcast? I thought I've already asked you this, but they probably forgot. So we can say it again.
Well, before we get into the next question, this episode is sponsored by...
What is it sponsored by? What is it
sponsored by? Sponsored by Spotify.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. We are on Spotify.
One of the exclusive Spotify premium sponsors, right?
Yep. You can listen to Spotify anywhere, anytime. Link will be on Spotify.com.
Just search our name on Spotify.
And you'll find us there.
Hey, side note, when people see though that you're like, hey, we're on Spotify, hey, I'm on iTunes,
it's a reaction.
They don't know how easy it is.
Right.
But they just think.
Now we told them.
Yeah, now we told
them. Guys,
it's
not easy. It's super hard. Like, I had to talk to Spotify CEO myself. Whew, that was a day. But I got me and Javen on there.
Yeah, we're legit now. And, you know, we had to fly out to California, get all that situated, but now we're good. We're back home, living the life, bringing in the dough.
Just no, but it's easy. But yeah, because I told people like, what is it on? I was like, it's on Apple Podcasts. I'm like, what?
Yeah, right. It's
like, yeah, you know,
it's changed though. Is everybody can have a voice online now? Yeah. Used to
anywhere?
Used to 20 years ago, even like, if you weren't on TV, if you weren't on like some big show, some movie, nobody knew about you. Nobody. Yeah. Or even doing a podcast on iTunes, I literally tried to do it like 3 or 4 years ago.
Not possible.
There was no distribution platforms to do it. Now it's a couple clicks and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
You guys didn't hear that. But, hey, I mean, it is what it is. Anyways, how did you start your podcast? Why did you start?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a podcast connoisseur. I love them.
That right there is, that's enough.
I love them. And I was like, I like to talk. It's like, I have a microphone. Why not start my own?
Right.
You know, because I've always wanted to, like, start something. And I was like, maybe not a YouTube channel yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, let me start off with a podcast.
I tell you what, it is
so it's a lot of work. It's like, I don't know if I have the time for that quite yet.
I am
if I cared anything about school, I probably wouldn't be able to put in the hours that I'm putting in. But right now, it's literally like from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to bed, I might not be working on something with YouTube, but I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Constantly.
No, oh, yeah. It's good. I don't know. It's motivation. With this podcast, like, I'm, like, looking forward to it. Like, Sunday, like...
Right.
I'm going to post ours. Now I got the Instagram promo to make.
Right, right.
It's fun.
Picture. Dude. It's fun. You got stuff to do, and then you get the...
And you're not even making any money on it yet.
Nah, that's... I mean, getting a couple of listeners, but who cares? Right.
But that... And that's... Gosh, that's... For everybody listening, not everybody can... work for themselves. Not everybody's gonna be rich. Not everybody. I'm just gonna be straight.
Yeah.
Be okay. When you becoming a multimillionaire is not gonna be. It's not quite as like. Oh yeah, I'm gonna be a multimillionaire. It's not that easy.
Not easy.
Not everybody gets that.
Mm-mm.
But if I could stress anything from this podcast, besides you, Daniel, fast if you want to find your passion, that would be. To do what you love, regardless if you make money doing it. That way, if it ever does turn into something, you love it. Like, right now, I'm doing this with the intention of literally making no money.
Yeah.
Like, I'm working.
Putting all this effort into something for nothing.
For literally just influence.
Yeah.
And I'll be fine with that the rest of my life.
Yeah.
If the influence grew and, like, the audience grew. Once you find that, like, again, with the podcast, it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
That day, like, guys, the last podcast we did and recorded, like, we stayed up and, like, it was just, like, this, like, grinding thing. Like, we just stayed up and, like, got all this set up.
Party.
It's like a slumber party.
Yeah, yeah. We just not stayed up.
Not a sleepover. It's a slumber party.
Yeah.
But
stayed up late.
Gosh, that was so fun.
Recorded, created my logo.
Right. We went to Starbucks. We vlogged. It was a really I like that vlog. That was a fun
was a
guitar solo vlog. Go check it out. It's in my recent videos on YouTube. But yeah, it was just like that was.
Go check out my podcast.
I don't. Can you, so we can't link it.
No.
But just search it anywhere. Hats on.
Yeah.
It's super dope. It's got a pink hat.
Pink hat, hats on. Can't miss it.
Dude, oh my gosh, your intro is so chill. My dad, he's like a. He would love you. Like, he used to be like me, which scares me, because I'm just like my dad. And people say, you're like your dad when he was young, but now my dad's, like, just like, too mellow for me, and, like, really just chill.
Has he listened to it yet, or no?
He hasn't listened to it, but I was at East Coast today with him, and I was like, Dad, check this out. I played your intro. And he's just like, yeah, like, that's what I want to listen to.
It just sets the mood for the whole podcast.
Exactly. And then you don't come in with like, hey guys, what's up? Anthony here.
Hey guys, welcome back.
Yeah, it's like, hey guys.
Hey guys. Exactly. It sets the mood.
Like,
and then it's like, yeah, you can relax and,
right.
and listen.
With me,
that's my sit back, relax, and listen.
I feel like you'll have more success because yours are easier to listen to than mine. Definitely. And as I hone in, I'm gonna start having more. These are like very, I guess you say random, like
yeah.
no real thing in mind. But how do you feel? Like, do you think we should do like set topics and then hover? You know, we can dance around.
Hover around it.
But have like, okay, today we're gonna talk about this and get really deep and have that as the title.
Yeah.
Or do you like the more free flow?
I mean, that's cool.
Because I'm thinking about doing that.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool, and then I think it's still good to have some conversations.
Right, going a little rabbit holes, as Anthony says.
Right, off on the side, and you explore those, and then come back.
Okay, I hear you. Well, going forward, that's something that, for you guys that are listening, that's something that I'm definitely going to try to implement, do more with, like, specific things. I speak from... passion, not from experience yet, but like how to be confident on camera, like how to start a YouTube channel. I've started one, so I can make a video on it.
Yeah,
I've started, I've put a good foot forward. I think, like, I want to do some different things like that, and, like, talk about it or dive into like
some like controversial things with you, like hats being off in church. Yeah. Dude,
I think your podcast big thing. A guy DM'd me the other day, kind of gave me some tips.
Who was it? Just like random guy?
Or a guy I used to know. Okay. He was like, it's like, hey, I love your podcast. He was, and I was like, yeah, thanks. I was like,
that's so cool though. Like some random guy.
I got a few people like messaged me, and it was like, sweet,
dude. Yeah.
Feedback. But I was like, yeah. I was like, you got any? I was like, anything you would, you know, say to try to help me? Mm-hmm. Tips? And he was like, never give your opinion on politics, because that's 50-50, and if you're on one side, you lose the 50.
Mm.
So you never. Never do that, but always give your opinion on
basically anything else.
Yeah, like what's going on in the times.
Okay.
Like Demi Lovato overdosing on heroin. You know, right. That's current.
What's your take on that?
She's human. It happens. That's deep. Her business.
Deep.
Why do we gotta cast it out to the whole world? You know.
You know how many people overdose on heroin every day?
Exactly. It could have been left secret. Nobody could have known about it. Now, literally, everybody knows. I think that was wrong. I shouldn't have done that to her.
That's what the media will do, though.
Mm-hmm.
They will... Oof. They'll get it out of you.
Heroin's bad, but all these other rappers and stuff...
Oh.
Smoking weed, drinking, alcoholics. Why is that any better than...
She wasn't harming anybody else, either.
No.
Just her.
Yeah. She's hurting, so... She's human. So that's my opinion on that. I think everyone else needs to just be quiet about it.
Ooh! Man, that's the roughest thing Anthony said all night.
Ooh. It's none of their business, man.
Well, you know what?
Demi Lovato, hit me up, please. Hey. I still love you.
Hey, my person used to be Selena Gomez.
My person
her cheeks
is
are too chubby now. Selena Gomez.
What?
Her cheeks are too chubby.
Her cheeks are too chubby.
her cheeks are not.
Selena... Well, the queen, and how dare you say that about her?
Well, I saw a few pictures of her recently, and
she's healthy.
She's healthy.
She went through surgery.
Oh, what for? What for?
Her friend donated like kidney.
Maybe that's why her cheeks have been a little inflated.
A little bit. She's getting older.
Maybe that. Yeah,
I think she looks good.
Up until about 2 weeks ago, she was my girl, but right now I'm kind of...
2 weeks ago. Who's it now? Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
That's every teenage boy ever.
Listen, I've been liking... No. Like, I've liked her since
Selena,
she was only...
Selena over Ariana. Which, don't get me wrong.
Yes. Overall.
I love Ariana. But
I like her songs Selena. Right now.
I think Selena's... From what I've seen, Selena's personality is better.
More genuine?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. I like Ariana Grande's like music and style.
And
right, it's real. It's real. It's with the culture. It's cultural.
Yeah, that's why she's the biggest right now. Her album's number one right now. She's just really sound.
Yeah, she's doing well. And she started. What was the show she started on?
Victorious.
Victorious. That's right. Did she sing on Victorious?
Barely.
That's
Victorious
what I was thinking.
Was the star of the show, though.
Right, because and you could go into a whole other conversation about like. You have your time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she probably knew that she could... She knew...
She was a good singer.
Right, and she freaking knew it. I know she did. But she kind of... She was humble about it. And she stood in the background, and, like, she wasn't a star of the show.
Mm-hmm. And look at her now.
Right.
Victoria Justice Who, yeah.
Yeah, right. I didn't even... Literally, I couldn't even remember the name of the show. I was just thinking... I just got reminded that... Oh, that... Yeah. Ariana Grande.
She was on some somebody show.
Somebody show.
Victoria, she's still doing things. I think.
What's she up to?
Who knows?
Not doing what Ariana.
No, Ariana is number one right now. But if I had to spend the day with one of them, it'd be Selena.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good question. If you could spend the day with one celebrity,
any celebrity,
who would that be?
Will Smith. Dude.
Will Smith yes,
is my guy.
Oh,
yeah,
the whole conversation we went into.
You know he has a YouTube channel, right? Please tell me you've watched his YouTube channel.
I have not.
Jabin, it will change.
Oh, snap. You just called me by my first name. You used to call me Broski.
It will change your life, bro.
Is he good? Like, he's got... Like, is he vlogging?
Bro, yes.
He's a vlogger?
He's a vlogger.
Yes!
Dude.
Will Smith.
Will Smith. And he creates these crazy videos. Like, the edits are wild.
Does he do it, or does he have... He has a team.
He shoots it. And I think he has people edit it.
But he shoots.
I think he chooses music.
That's true. He's a director.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. Right, but I think he has people do the hard work for him.
Right.
But you gotta watch it. You gotta go home tonight.
It's gonna make me feel like my YouTube channel sucks and butt cheeks. That's what it's gonna do.
Dude, it gives me chills. Like, they're crazy. He got like, hold on, I'm gonna pull up his channel, see how many subscribers he got.
When did he start? He hadn't had that forever,
has No. He got like, and he also started Instagram and got like,
in a he week. Hasn't had an Instagram.
No, he hadn't had it. And what? He started and got like 8 million followers in 1 week or something crazy. Like
oh
that.
My. How in the world?
It's Will somebody... freaking Smith. But, all right, Will Smith has 3.1 million subscribers on YouTube.
That's a lot.
And let me see when his first video was posted. How do I.
No, let's see. Not a Logan Paul, but. He's getting there.
Let's see. I need to see his first vlog. If he can talk about
PewDiePie
something.
Has like 64 million. It's a goat. Doesn't? Yeah. And he just reacts to memes from his Reddit meme page.
Let's see. 8 months.
8 months?
He's been doing this 8 months. 3 million subscribers.
Oh my gosh.
Is that not crazy?
Lord.
They're good, though.
My time is coming.
You got it. You listen, promise me you'll go watch it, though.
I promise you, I ain't going to do it tonight because we're going to edit this podcast. But
no, but you need to.
Right. Speaking of the time, it is currently. Oh, snap. It's midnight. Mm-hmm. When do you have to get up?
I got to be at Greensboro at like 11, so. Like 9.
9.
Not too bad, but.
You're doing all right. Yeah. But yeah. We're probably going to wrap it up because I got to get home and start editing this vlog. What's the takeaway? What's your takeaway from today?
Tonight. My takeaway.
What's one thing that stuck out to you that you kind of take away from this?
We never. What was your celebrity?
Oh, my celebrity. I would genuinely have to kind of like break it down in categories. But if I had to, if I could spend the day with one, it'd probably be Gary Vaynerchuk.
I don't know who that is.
I know you don't know who he is. Okay, let me pick somebody you know. That's mine, guys. That would be mine.
Okay.
My second for Anthony. Honestly, I've always wanted to just sit down and talk with, you know who Warren Buffett is?
Yes.
Like, do you really know who he is? Or
I don't really know who he is, but I know,
just know his name.
Who he is, yeah.
He's an investor. He's like one of the. I think he's still like the top investor in the world.
You would try to get him to invest some money.
Sponsor my podcast. I wanna hear his story.
Yeah.
Because I read a book about him. I started to. I didn't finish it because I don't have any attention span. But he grew up really poor. He grew up just like everybody else. Great Depression and stuff. Mm-hmm. But despite his circumstances, coming from basically some of the worst parts of like the Great Depression and not being able to eat and stuff, like starving, he became literally the richest man in the world.
Yeah.
And I would love to just sit down and just, it costs, like, you could, he does these little charity events where you can go eat lunch with him.
Mm-hmm.
But they're, I mean, literally, like, he can charge like millions of dollars for someone to come to sit down and eat lunch with him.
Mm.
But I would love to just talk to him. If it wasn't like a business person, it'd be an actor. No specific actor, but an actor. Maybe The Rock.
I would. The Rock. Oh yeah, he'd be fine.
And he's got like a mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's super. Yeah. I mean, I know he's like in action movies and yada yada. No, yeah. Like he's big bad buff boy, but he's. He's a smart dude.
Yeah.
He's got some drive.
That's a good one, too.
The Rock would be, actor-wise, Hollywood, film, TV. Yeah, that would be mine. But, yeah, I struggle with, like, I don't know how to put this, but I struggle with actors in Hollywood sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really going to get into that, but I've just got, like, I've seen it change. Like, I've only been alive for 16 years.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing, like, I'm saying like a lot. The fall off of
traditional Hollywood, and now social media is in YouTube, and like video, and then that aspect is becoming the new Hollywood. Like
YouTube,
an actor on TV on a movie is probably like borderline with somebody who's a popular YouTuber. Like people, I watch YouTube more than I watch anything else.
Everybody does.
I follow people on YouTube more than I follow anybody
else. YouTube's the biggest thing.
I would rather be a YouTuber than a Hollywood actor.
Yeah, I mean, and I mean, you see these movies and it's like, oh, it's got this actor in it. But you see that act, like Will Smith on YouTube.
It's so much.
It's life-changing.
Like, right.
It blows up. And
because it's good him. For him. It, yeah. It's his, it's under his terms, his whatever. There's
this
nobody.
Hollywood actor
mm-hmm.
on YouTube.
There's no script. I mean, there's maybe a script, but it's his script. Mm-hmm. Do whatever the heck he wants.
You know what's bad, though? Is YouTubers in Hollywood movies. That's bad.
That, no. it's not their jungle.
Nope.
They don't
They've
thrive.
Done it. There's been a couple, and it's bad.
Mm-mm.
I'm not going to say anything.
Now, YouTube originals.
They're borderline. There's a couple. Like
I've watched Liza.
I like Liza.
Have
now,
you
Liza,
watched
Liza, Liza,
she's
Liza
doing...
is good. She can do Hollywood. Liza's a queen.
She's a queen.
She's killing the game, okay?
Yeah.
She's the only one. Yep.
Okay, cool. I'm fist bump.
Liza Koshy is the only one. She's
agreed.
Making her own movies, show, doing good stuff.
And she's good at scripted, structured acting, and she's also good at being Liza.
And she interviewed people at the Emmys or the Oscars? She was the interviewer. You know how they have interviews all the celebrities? She was the interviewer.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's
start off on YouTube and interviewed celebrities.
And
what?
Also, her whole personality is funny.
She is. She's funny, bright. Yeah.
But she's bright. She's smart. She knows. She's a businesswoman. She knows what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And she started in her room creating videos.
She's the only one that can do that. That can cross platforms.
Cross platform. I agree.
Yeah.
Well, end on a good note, Liza. I think that's a good way we can wrap up the podcast.
Yeah.
Guys, I hope you are grinding 24/7, 365. No sleep, but sleep. Sleep is good for you. Make sure you're drinking your water. Thrive daily. Work out. Read your Bible. Pray on the daily. And you'll live a good life.
Indeed.
Guaranteed, but no promises. Good night, guys. From Javen Starnes
and Poppy.
Poppy.
Anthony Terrell.
Peace out, guys.
See ya.